Good morning, I'm John Lynn, your home energy efficiency luminary. If your electricity bill is becoming an issue for you, then tune in because I'm going to shine a light on some tricks and tips that you can use to reduce your electricity bill starting right now. From 1996 to 2012, my growing family did their energy efficiency apprenticeship when we used a standalone system that produced and stored our home's electricity. But since 2012, we haven't had an electricity bill, and that saves us about $2,000 a year. In fact, they pay us about $4,000 a year. So since 2012, we've been $5,000 to $6,000 a year better off than most families our size. And because of our home's design, it's way more comfortable to live in all year round and therefore requires very little heating or cooling. Thermally efficient homes are worth more, they rent for more, they cost less to live in, and they are thermally more comfortable all year round. Who wouldn't want to live in one? Now, whether you're a long-term renter, a homeowner, or an investor who flips houses, it's in your best interest to understand how a home's design and your electrical habits all play together like an orchestra. I've clocked up nearly 25 years of living an energy efficient lifestyle. I'm retired teacher with 37 years experience, but I'm back teaching people what I know because the price of grid supplied electricity is not coming down. And now here's today's energy efficiency tip. Last week the tip I gave was to people with solar panels on their roofs. I encourage those families to organize themselves to wash their clothes and engage in other energy consuming activities during the daytime when their systems are collecting electricity. Now the reason I did this was because electricity produced from rooftop solar panels costs about 5 to 10 cents per kilowatt hour, whereas buying from the grid is in the order of about 30 cents a kilowatt hour. Looking at the scenario from a real-world situation, if you have paid to put panels on your roof, then you want them working for you. They produce electricity whether you use it or not, and whatever you don't use gets exported to the grid at a lot less than you can buy it for. Now, the life expectancy of a modern solar panel is in the order of about 25 years, and the inverters and some of the other components don't even last that long. Now, the second law of thermodynamics is alive and well on planet Earth, and everything eventually breaks down and doesn't work. Now, whilst your system is working and producing electricity, the electricity it is producing is not free. You have already paid up front, so the electricity that your system can produce for 5 to 10 cents per kilowatt hour will actually cost you twice as much, that is 10 to 20 cents per kilowatt hour, if you only use half of what's produced. The reality is, if you don't use the electricity that your panels produce when they produce it, you will not get the best benefit from your system. Using electricity when it's produced is like buying electricity on sale, but it's only good if you get any benefit out of it. I mean, there's no benefit in buying a pair of shoes at 60% off if you're never going to wear them. The system on your roof produces electricity whether you use it or not. If you've gone to the expense of putting solar panels on your roof, then reap the reward of that decision. You need to consume the electricity that the panels produce at the time that your panels produce it. Now that's going to take a little rethink of how you go about your daily affairs, but it's really not that hard to come to terms with. The benefits of using the electricity you produce when you produce it will become self-evident when your next bill arrives. So if you have solar panels, rethink your consumption profile and pay one-third to one-sixth of what you're paying now and get to go on that world cruise sooner rather than later.